بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حق المسلم على المسلم خمس رد السلام وعيادة المريض واتباع الجنائز وإجابة الدعوة وتشميت العاطس متفق عليه وفي رواية لمسلم حق المسلم على المسلم ست إذا لقيته فسلم عليه وإذا دعاك فأجبه وإذا استنصحك فانصح له وإذا عطس فحمد الله فشمته وإذا مرض فعده وإذا مات فاتبعه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that a Muslim has five rights over another Muslim. That is in one narration. The second narration got six rights. So the first narration, replying to his greetings. He says, Assalamu alaikum. So you must reply. You must say, Wa alaikum assalam. You can add, Wa rahmatullahi. You can add, Wa barakatuh. So, till Wa barakatuh. So when he makes salam, you have to give jawab to his salam. Wa iyadatul marid. And visiting the sick person. This is his right. The sick person has a right over us that we should visit him. And of course, we're not going to go into the details of the masail of salam. When you can make salam, when you should make salam, how you should make salam. And the adab of visiting the sick person, we mentioned all this in our Monday majlises that we have after Isha. In detail, we explain all these things. But basically, this hadith, a Muslim has five rights over another Muslim. When he makes salam to you, you must give jawab to his salam. When he is sick, you must visit him. That's two. The third one, وَاتِّبَاعُ الْجَنَاءِ is when he passes away, you attend his janazah salah and you follow his janazah to the qabrastan. وَإِجَابَةُ الدَّعْوَةِ when he invites you and there is no shari'i excuse, in other words, there's nothing haram there and everything is above board, sharia compliant as we say, everything is okay and you don't have any excuse, then you should accept, because if you do not accept his invitation, you will break his heart, he will feel bad, it will create animosity, it will create hatred, disunity. And وَتَشْمِيتُ الْعَاطِسِ means when he sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, then you must say Yarhamukallah. The second narration, six writes, إِذَا لَقِيْتَهُ فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ when you meet him, make salam to him. It is his right that you make salam to him. وَإِذَا دَعَاكَ فَأَجِبْهُ invites you for a meal, and again, you have no excuses, then you accept him, accept his invitation. The extra one they have here, وَإِذَا اسْتَنْصَحَكَ فَانْصَحْ لَهُ when he asks you for counseling, advice, then give him advice. وَإِذَا عَطَسَ فَحَمِدَ اللَّهَ فَشَمِّتُ when he sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah. So if he sneezes and he does not say Alhamdulillah, you don't tell him anything. He says Alhamdulillah, he has praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when somebody praises Allah, praises you Allah, you should get happy. So you give him dua, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ. Then ulama explained, when you tell him Yarhamukallah, then he should reply, Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum, may Allah guide you and may Allah make all your matters correct. But in this hadith, when the person sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, then it is his right over you that you must tell him Yarhamukallah. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi was in the banks of the river or the seashore. And somebody had boarded the ship. So he was right there, and the person said, he sneezed, and he said, Alhamdulillah, and the ship had just begun to sail. Imam Abu Dawud, rahmatullah, then realized that he did not give jawab to the person. It was his right. He quickly hires a small boat for one or two dirhams, and catches up with the ship until he manages to tell the person, Yarhamukallah. On that, a dream was seen. Oh Abu Dawud, you have purchased Jannat on account of two dirhams. So this is something that we tend to forget. Person sneezes, he says, excuse me, whatever it is. That's not our sharia. Sharia is Alhamdulillah, praise Allah. And we must tell him, Yarhamukallah. It is his right. وَإِذَا مَرِضَ فَعُودُهُ when he's sick, you visit him. وَإِذَا مَاتَ فَاتَّبِعُهُ and when he passes away, then you should attend his janazah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal inshaAllah and all these things. Let's see one more hadith. Wa Nabi Umara البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنهما قال أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بسبع ونهانا عن سبع. النبي الكريم commanded us to do seven things and he prohibited us from seven things. أمرنا بعيادة المريض. He told us to commanded us to visit the sick person. واتباع الجنازة and following the janaza. In other words, attending the burial. And in burial also, one is the janaza salah, the other one is going to the qabrastan. You attend the janaza salah of the person who passed away, you get the sawab of giving charity equivalent to Mount Uhud. It's called qirat. Qirat, one qirat. Ulama explained one qirat is equivalent to one, the mountain of Mount Uhud. And then after that you go to the qabristan also, you get another qirat. In other words, the value equivalent to two mountains, or equivalent to Mount Uhud. Twice, double. Or only when one, either of the two, you only get one qirat sawab. But it is important, it is his right that you go to his janazah. Then, وَتَشْمِيتِ الْعَاطِسِ person sneezes and he says, Alhamdulillah, then you may get, you see, Alhamdulillah. وَإِبْرَارِ الْمُقْسِمِ in other words, you assist him to fulfill his oath. He took an oath, and instead of now breaking an oath, in Shariat, a person should not take an oath and then break the oath. He should fulfill the oath as long as it is not something haram. And if you are instrumental in helping him to fulfill his oath, you should do so. وَنَصْرِ الْمَظْلُومِ and helping the oppressed person. Oppressed person, it is his right upon the entire Muslim Ummah that we should assist him. وَإِجَابَةِ الدَّاعِ and the person invites you for a meal and you should accept his invitation. وَإِفْشَاءِ السَّلَامِ another thing Rasul commanded us, spread salam. وَنَهَانَا عَنْ خَوَاتِيمٍ عَنْ خَوَاتِيمَ أَوْ تَخَتُّمٍ بِالذَّهَبِ Nabi Akrim said, Rasul prohibited us from wearing gold. This refers to the men. Men are forbidden to wear golden jewelry and also silk. وَعَنْ شُرْبٍ بِالْفِضَّةِ and drinking from a silver utensil. This is for males and females. وَعَنِ الْمَيَاثِرِ الْحُمْرِ and also from wearing red silken saddles. Those times they should have saddles made of red silk cloth. وَعَنِ الْقَسِّي قَسِّي refers to a garment that is of flax made with mixed with silk. So a silken garment. وَعَنْ لُبْسِ الْحَرِيرِ silk and وَالْإِسْتَبَرَقْ وَالْدِّيبَاجِ brocade and specifically silk brocade. So basically anything that has got silk in it for the men of this ummah, it is haram. So men cannot wear silk, pure silk, or even if the material has got some silk in it, or to wear pure gold and to drink from silver utensils. Females, they can wear gold, pure gold, and they can wear silk material, but they cannot use drink from a silver utensil. وَإِنْشَادِ الضَّالَةِ فِي السَّبْعِ الْوَلْ and in the first seven, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had commanded us to doing some things, amongst them to announce a lost item. So you find something, it does not belong to you, now you should stand up and announce it, who does this item belong to? 3 days you are supposed to announce, and after that the masr of luqta takes place. This is another whole detail. But it is your duty now because you picked it up. Since you picked it up, now you go to find the owner. So you announce, but who does this belong to? A person, a famous story that he found a nice fowl, and he realized, now I go to ask, find who's the owner. So he said loudly, picked up this fowl, Ye murgi! Kiska hai? Softly. Ye murgi! Softly, kiska hai? 3 times he did that, nobody taking it, then he took it for himself. Now we don't do things like that. That is why we give the muazzin, you found something right on the board, whatever. Inshadi dhalla. You lost something, it is necessary for you to announce to the rightful person. He lost it, he misplaced it, so he can take it. Allah gave us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. The entire chapter was sanctity of honoring a Muslim, fulfilling his rights, showing compassion, love to him. Allah gave us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, bihamdika, nashadu Allah, ilayla, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.